China has a layered approach to spying on the U.S. They have satellites in space. They've launched balloons. They've sent people abroad, dispatched diplomats, used accredited diplomatic facilities to collect information on U.S. government and military agencies and activities. And this has really spiked in the last 4 to 5 years. That's according to several sources I've spoken to over time about this. They use students also. And most importantly, China has a massive digital spy operation where they use social media, AI, and other tactics to gather information about the U.S. and its capabilities, and they use sophisticated intelligence operations as well. All you have to do is look at the number of Department of Justice indictment announcements that pop up, usually every month, regarding this situation. But the balloon was all about the complexity in detecting and tracking it. They knew it was hard to do, and it was a key part, I'm told, of these layers of spying they were trying to apply to its strategy for the U.S.
Now, when it comes to this strategy of balloon spying, how did the U.S. put the pieces together about it?
The U.S. was watching this for a while. You know, we've heard multiple U.S. intelligence agencies, including not too long ago, in a conversation with the head of DIA, Lieutenant General Scott Barrier, he said to me, and he said this often, China is the pacing challenge for the U.S. military. Brigadier General Pat Ryder said the same thing yesterday at the Pentagon briefing. He said China is the pacing challenge for the U.S., and that's because they realize China is working on several fronts, military, intelligence, political. The U.S. has a variety of capabilities that allow it to keep tabs on what China's doing and watch them very carefully. There are several agencies, as I mentioned, in the last few years that have stepped up their activities, and they have what they call mission groups. So what they've done is looked at each of these things that have taken place, basically analyzed it, put the pieces together, and realized what they were doing, essentially. These balloons, the U.S. has been aware of them for a long time, but they've been actually essentially flying over multiple countries, not just the U.S., but several Latin American countries and other places in the world. But the fact that they've done this recently, got caught, shows that they're getting a lot more brazen about what they're trying to do.
And JJ, just quickly, what happens now that we know this?
Well, China's angry about it. You know, today, their head of their military basically confirmed that they denied or refused the U.S. military attempt to be in touch with them, to talk to them about this. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin had tried to do that right after they shot down this balloon on the 4th of February, but China refused to do it. Part of it was anger, but other sources seem to suggest part of it is because they really don't want to have a conversation about this, because one, it would be embarrassing, and two, it probably would expose more than they want to about whatever it is they're trying to accomplish.